Damon, you and I talked about how important it was to get some greasy ones. You found some greasy ones. Just talk about the mentality going into that final period.
Yeah, just anything we needed to do to get a win, and that's what we did. You know, it was obviously a huge shorthanded goal. We went down a guy there. Two games in a row, we've got a shorty, so that's huge. And then, you know, it was a tie game. We're just trying to play hard and trying to find the next one, push nuts in our heels, and I thought we did that way better tonight than last night in the third period.
What does a shorthanded goal early in a period in a tight game like this do for you the rest of the way?
Just bring some momentum for sure. You know, gives guys a little bit of a boost. Hey, it's, you know, that immediate kind of reaction of, oh, it sucks. Everybody complains. You take a penalty. No one wants that. But you get a shorty there. Okay, you know, that's fine. We're fine. We're gonna keep pushing through and to tie the game like that in the third. We feel comfortable. Yeah, no, building, pushing through to we can get the next one. And at worst case, you get overtime. Get the 2 points.
You guys got the 2 points last night. It was obviously not the way you probably want to do it. But do those 2 points mean even more, you think, now that you followed up with winning another one and you sweep another back?
Yeah, it matters a lot more if you lose, obviously, last night, because that could be, you know, the difference of 1 or 2 points of getting in the playoffs, kind of similar to last year. So, you know, it doesn't matter ultimately. You're going to look back at that and hopefully laugh at that. At the end of the year, we're in the playoffs and be like, hey, we blew that lead. We learned our lesson. But the best part about it is we did win the game and we won a game tonight. So we get 4 points out of two games where we were flirting with a loss last night and obviously ended up getting 4 points that we really need right now. So no one's complaining. Winning cures everything.
When you go through a third period like that, there's probably an emphasis the next game, hey, let's not let that kind of thing happen again. Was that the case tonight?
Yeah, just be more aggressive, be on our toes. Obviously, we had a 4-0 lead last game and we kind of let off the gas. You know, clearly, our second wasn't a good start, and our third last night were both bad starts to periods, so we just got to be sharper there. And tonight we had a better start in the third, obviously, you know, just got the job done. That was what it came down to, different style of game coming back. But, yeah, just needed to do anything necessary to get a win. That's what we did.
Damon, every win is something to be celebrated, but in this scenario where you know what the story is here, how quickly do you file these 2 points and think about getting the next two?
Yeah, you enjoy the wins when they come, enjoy the evening, and then get ready for tomorrow. We have an off day, just kind of regroup, get some rest, and come back on Thursday, be ready to go again, and Saturday again. It's just the games aren't stopping, they're not slowing down, so we're excited. This is a good challenge. We got some huge games. It doesn't get easier, but the winning, like I said, the winning cures everything, and the winning gets us in the playoffs at the end of the day, so we control our destiny with how much we win.
And just in general, you guys had to travel last night. You're down going to the third. You don't have two of your leaders. Just what does it say about this team? It was always going to be kind of a grinded out kind of night, but what does it say about you guys are able to come back and get this done?
Yeah, just a solid group of guys in the room that we trust each other. We're confident in one another. Clearly, you know, we're down our best player on the back end, and two games in a row now we've got it done, and then obviously the captain. So it's just goes to show that we're kind of doing what's necessary. It's not easy, not always pretty, but we ultimately got the job done, and those guys will be back in the lineup hopefully soon and be able to help us with our push.
Okay, you've been here a few years. You've been able to see kind of the growth of Adam Fantilli and a lot of these other young guys, but Fantilli in particular, it seems like he's taken a lot of strides in different areas this year. Have you noticed like his growth over this year and last year?
Yeah, he's. It's kind of just common for younger players as they're kind of growing and maturing, getting to play, you know, with some veteran guys. You know, I think Charlie Coyle's a great guy for him to look to. Obviously, a little bit different styles of play, but just the calmness and the preparation of a veteran player. And it's, you know, he's soaking it all up. He's just kind of being around those guys is helps, I guess, progress your progression of, you know, becoming an elite player. And that's where we, you know, Columbus drafted him super high, and the expectations are really high for him, and I think he holds himself to a super high standard as well, which he should because he's an amazing player. But the growth has been there for sure, and he's only getting better and just scratching the surface of what he can be, so it's exciting for the team.
Thanks, Evo.
Thanks, Evo. Yep,
thanks, guys.